Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Clint is out. Going to go celebrate his daughter's birthday. B. Scott's in the building the rest of the way. Tyler, it's his birthday too now. 35 years old in the building.
Welcome to this side.
He said he's got margaritas and fajitas at El Tiempo.
Calling my name.
First place I ate when I moved here.
Oh, yeah.
I came to visit. First place I ate when I came to visit.
Can't go wrong with El Tiempo.
So, happy birthday to him. Hey, guys, you will not believe this. Now, this is not what I teased that I put my balls on the table for. But
you got to clarify that.
But you won't believe this, guys. This is coming from Oshams. Shams Charania, ESPN, New Orleans Pelicans star Zion Williamson has a grade 2 right hip adductor
strain. God.
He has already missed 11 games earlier this season and will be reevaluated in 3 weeks. He's going to miss at the very least 3 weeks. You might as well tack on a couple more.
Yeah.
Probably a month plus. He's 25, averaging 22.5. In 10 games he's played, but stop traffic, Zion Williamson is injured.
Yeah. Rinse, wash, repeat, you know, like an update. You know, this is kind of just his thing, man, and he's really good when he plays.
This is a
shock. And then that it's a hip abductor?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is beginning. This is worse than Mike Trout.
Because Mike Trout at least got to be great at one point.
I'm just saying
this guy
he
really
seems
hasn't.
To get injured more than Mike does.
I
know Mike gets hurt, but it just
I mean
it seems to be this in a shorter period of time.
But Mike didn't start getting hurt until he was already one of the all-time greats.
Yes, I know.
Zion absolutely has potential to be one of the all-time greats if he could just stay on the court, but he absolutely cannot.
But I just say it like Tyler basically does it every year. Just be patient. Mike's going to go down. And he says he doesn't, but he seems to get enjoyment out of it. Mike's going to go down. Just be patient. Just wait it out.
Death, taxes, and Mike Trout.
And then Mike with
getting
the
hurt.
Yeah.
Shut down for the season. Yeah, I mean, that is what we see a lot of. So Zion, he's out. He's out a while.
Yeah.
As usual. All right.
As if things aren't already bad enough for the Pelicans. They don't have Zion.
Yeah. All right, B. Scott, Tyler, people, you can chime in on this conversation. 713-572-4610. That's how you text in. Remember, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen for the Cardinals game coming up at NRG. So I'm watching the Rockets and the Jazz last night. Last night was a Monday Night Football game was an ass-kicking, so slid right over to the NBA. Shout out to NBC. And also the Rockets jumping on as well. Caught the Lakers a little bit later on. They'll figure into this thought as well.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the game. And many of you watched the Rockets as well. I still believe the team with the best opportunity to win a championship in this city.
Them and the Cougs, U of H.
And yes, they lost last night. Yep, fortunate, who cares? The thing that really stuck out to me, Tyler, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I've been watching. I watch a lot of NBA. There's a renaissance occurring right now in basketball. And I don't even want to just stop it to the NBA. But there is a renaissance occurring in basketball. And it is the return of white guys.
Hold up.
Hey, man, it is strong. Now, many of you didn't watch it. Didn't watch it, not watching it the way I do. I will be honest. I'm not going to say all black folks are the same. I do believe a lot of black folks notice how many black people are in rooms. A lot more than I think white folks do.
Yeah. Unless you walk
So I understand why maybe you didn't view it.
Unless you walk into an all black room and are expected to.
Yes.
Yeah. But in normal public places. Yeah.
Tyler, half the starters on the field or on the court last night were white. Now, maybe not all of them are Americans, but still half the. When is the last time you've watched an NBA game and half the starters were white?
The shorts were a lot shorter.
You're 35. You weren't watching it.
Yeah.
They had the Rockets had Şengün out there. They had Reed Shepard. Not to mention they bring Steven Adams off the bench.
Right.
The Jazz had Markkanen, Svi Mykhailiuk. I know him very well. He's from Ukraine.
Yeah.
But he is. Go listen to him speak when he first arrived at Kansas and go listen to him now. He's been influenced.
Yeah.
Who else did they have in there? And they had another. They had five. Yeah, they had those five out there.
Yeah.
But then the Jazz bring out Kevin Love.
Yeah.
They bring out Filipowski.
Yeah.
They had Nurkic. Nurkic is a starter.
Yeah.
Nurkic is a starter. He's
Grayson Allen is in Phoenix now, but he was there, I feel like, at one point.
There are eight guys on the floor, eight white bodies that got significant action in that game.
This was in Utah, right?
I don't care where it is.
I'm just saying.
Still, nonetheless, there were eight guys. I'm sorry, I've been thinking this for a long time. Why? Because you know what I did? Later on, I watched the Lakers, Tyler. They ran five guys out there at once. Five white guys out at once. Five starters.
Austin Reeves as a hooper.
Yep.
Luka, Austin Reeves, Dalton Connect got run last night. This was a starting. JJ thinks he's slick. I know what you're doing out here, JJ.
JJ's inspired.
He did. And they had
this is not the league that JJ played in.
No.
JJ had to scrap for his.
Laravia.
Yeah.
And then they had Kleber.
Max Kleber, yep.
They had five white guys all on the court at once.
It is a renaissance.
And I'm happy for it. I love inclusion. I want many people like Tyler, the fighting young Tylers, to feel like I can do it.
Yep.
I cannot.
Feisty faces.
Like we were, man, I'm used to. Go look at the Dallas Mavericks lineup or their roster. That's the rosters I'm used to. It's Cooper Flagg. Hey, you got a couple of mixed guys in there.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg, but that's it.
There's a renaissance in those two, by the way.
Eight white guys in a game that was in the balance playing last night. I was happy for it. I said, look at the NBA. This is like hockey. Could you imagine hockey? Eight bros out there at once.
I mean, but if they get halves for some of the mixed guys, too, I mean, we'll really start going down the list.
You
got Tyrese Halliburton.
Walter Clayton Jr.
Walter Clayton Jr. out there. Clay Thompson.
Eight and a half.
You know, yeah. I mean, they're doing really well. I think that
the Lakers put out five white guys at once yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
I don't think that they necessarily need all of the white guys, but I think it is better when the game is inclusive, when everybody feels involved.
And the other part, Brandon and Tyler, many occasions, they're some of the best guys out there.
Yeah.
Luka and AR are the two best players on the floor.
Yep.
Yesterday.
It looks like Chet.
Markkanen, Şengün.
Yep. Chet Holmgren's becoming a thing.
Oh, God, you're right. Chet out that OKC team.
Yeah.
Go look at him. Go look at the Bucks.
They got Alex Caruso
the
over
Bucks
there, too.
The Bucks run a few of them out there.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, we are. It is.
Don't forget the Bald Mamba.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned.
Yeah, they're Alex rolling Caruso. Out too. They got and they got Isaiah.
Yeah.
They got three Isaiah.
Yeah. He counts.
He counts.
Yeah.
It is.
He's a swing vote.
Hey, Tyler, do me a favor. Look up who the preseason college basketball player of the year is. I'm certain it's a white guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. I think it's that white guy from Purdue. I think it is. I mean, we are, I mean, this is, I mean, Kevin Love ain't played like this since he was in Oregon.
Yeah.
With this many white guys.
Kevin Love's like, finally.
It is great though.
Peyton Pritchard out there, TJ McConnell.
It is great to see. I looked up there, I said, now hold on now. Did they just sub in? They got four, there's six white guys on this floor right now. When in the last time have we seen this?
Dante DiVincenzo is a starter.
Dante White, he's out there.
Tyler Hero, out here in the streets. Duncan Robinson.
Think about it.
Not only was the preseason college basketball favorite for Player of the Year a white guy, it was Red Nation with Clint and Ginger.
Oh man.
Named Braden Smith.
Braden Smith.
Went all in there. Braden Smith.
Purdue.
He's got red.
Zach Edey was the guy. Before, I mean, what is?
Gordon Hayward walked so these guys could fly.
Yes. Kevin Love is thinking, my God, look at this. Look at this world.
Look
we're
at
in
us.
Now. Kevin Love had to cut his hair low into a fade.
Look at this.
Nikola Jokic is winning MVPs
Come
in
on,
his
man.
Sleep.
Literally.
He's sleepwalking
it's not
to
like
the
they're
MVP.
Just on the like someone texted in, sounds like Ron wants black versus white in the All-Star game. You could do it, and I think the white team.
I don't want no parts.
I think the white team may give him a run for money.
I don't
money
want
if
no
they're
parts.
Playing a real game.
For the first time in decades. Yeah, no melanin?
I don't want to do no this. Problem. I know we got to go to break, and I shouldn't do this, but 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What would be the starting five and two off the bench if we went All-Star game white versus black in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. Well, two of them are on the Lakers.
Now we're doing race wars?
I'm just saying.
Two
if
of them
they
are
did
on the Lakers. One of them is Jokic.
I'm trying to put together this lineup and see, like, what it would be. Like, Luka and Jokic, that's a hell of a start.
Luka, Jokic, Austin Reeves.
Does Cooper Flagg, has he come off the bench? Is there, like, I don't even know if Cooper
makes
the team.
I think I want Caruso
team
as a connector. And
okay,
as a,
well, I don't know. We're talking about All-Stars here. Let's. Next line coming in. Look at Peyton Pritchard getting big
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I mentioned Peyton Pritchard.
You're right.
That's the whitest name we've said so far.
I'm sorry. I know many of you didn't look like this. Someone texted, are you guys done being racist? I don't think it's racist. I think I'm pointing
Relax.
Out, look out there and say, man, the NBA is starting to change.
Yeah. How are we being racist
it
by acknowledging
starting to change, and I love,
how the game is expanded?
I love that it is much more inclusive.
Relax, friend. All parties are represented in this conversation as we have some fun.
This damn Steph Curry. Steph Curry, man.
Repping for both.
LeBron. Steph Curry. That's Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard looked at Steph and said, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him, Reed Shepard doing the same thing.
Coke. It is.
We call him Cocaine Curry for a reason.
We're clear. I know we got to go to break, but we're clear. It's Jokic and Luka and his AR.
And Austin Reeves.
Someone said Şengün's got to be in there, right?
Yeah, I don't know if Jokic and Şengün you necessarily.
You're right. That's good. But he's on the bench. He's
definitely on the bench, yeah.
All right, coming up.
What about Porzingis? Is he in there?
About Porzingis.
Porzingis in the mix.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
God, these guys are good. Taking over. Someone then texted and said, let's do what they did this year and add a biracial team.
Yeah. So we have. the biracials could definitely make a team. For sure.
Logo's so proud right now.
All right, coming up, we will get this team. It is. No, I don't want to bring back segregation. I love it. Braden Smith
it only works because we can all be on the court together. That's why it works.
Oh, my God. I had to count. I had to pull out a pencil. How many guys he's out running out here? It's eight. It is eight deep out here.
I thought y'all had quit.
They had that point in that Jazz Rockets game. There's more white guys on the court than black guys. I'm sorry. I have not seen that. I've not seen that since Duke and Kansas played each other in the 90s.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.